Welcome to the Shadows of Mystery podcast. Step into the shadows of an enduring mystery as we uncover the chilling and heartbreaking tale of Tara Calico's disappearance. What started as an ordinary bike ride in 1988 transformed into one of the most haunting, unsolved cases in history, one that remains shrouded in unanswered questions, chilling clues, and a photograph that shocked and disturbed the world. This is more than a story of a missing person. It's a tale of determination, heartbreak, and the relentless pursuit for answers. Join us as we unravel the twists and turns of Tara's story, listening to the voices of those who refuse to give up on justice, and examining the unwavering resilience of those fighting for truth. This episode will leave you inspired to question the unknown, empowered to seek answers, and reminded of the strength of those who continue to fight for the lost. It all began on a crisp September morning in 1988 in Valencia County, New Mexico. 19-year-old Tara Calico set out on her daily bike ride along Highway 47, a route she had traveled nearly every day. The morning seemed routine, even idyllic. Tara, a bright, self-assured college student with big plans for her future, was focused on her day ahead, which included a tennis match with her boyfriend later that afternoon. Her mother, Patty Dowell, had urged her to carry mace for protection, concerned about the growing dangers on the road. But Tara, confident and independent, brushed off the suggestion. She didn't believe anything could happen to her on a route so familiar, so ordinary. But that morning would shatter the ordinary. When Tara didn't return home as expected, her family's concern quickly turned to panic. Calls to friends confirmed she hadn't shown up for her tennis plans. A search party was assembled, and as the hours stretched into days, the community rallied around the Calico family, desperate to find the missing young woman. All they initially found, however, was an eerie clue, fragments of a Walkman and cassette tape that were later identified as Tara's, lying abandoned on the side of the highway. It was as if Tara had vanished into thin air. The case only grew more unsettling with time. Months after her disappearance, a mysterious photograph surfaced in a Florida parking lot, depicting a young woman and a boy bound and gagged in the back of a van. Many believed the girl in the photograph was Tara, though the identification was never confirmed. The image sparked national attention and reignited the investigation, but solid leads remained elusive. Over the years, theories about Tara's fate ranged from an accidental hit-and-run cover-up to abduction and foul play. For Tara's family, the haunting questions of what happened that September morning have never been answered. Tara's story is not only one of loss, but also one of resilience, of a family and community refusing to let her memory fade and continuing the fight for justice. Decades after her disappearance, the search for answers continues, driven by new investigators, fresh leads, and advances in technology. This story is a grim reminder of the fragility of safety, but it's also a testament to the power of hope and the unyielding pursuit of truth. A ride that never led home. Tara Calico left her home at 9:30 a.m. on September 20th, 1988, riding her mother's pink Huffy bike along her usual route in Belen, New Mexico. It was a ride she often took, typically spanning 17 miles, and she was known to stick to her routine. Before leaving, she promised her mother, Patty Dowell, that she'd be back by noon to play tennis. Patty had grown concerned about Tara riding alone after experiencing unsettling encounters herself on the same route. She had even suggested Tara carry mace, but Tara brushed off the idea, confident in her safety. When the clock struck 12, the house was eerily still. Patty waited, trying to convince herself that Tara had just lost track of time. But as the hours passed, uneasiness turned into dread. By 3 p.m., Patty's instinct screamed that something was terribly wrong. She decided to retrace Tara's bike route, driving the familiar roads with her heart pounding and her mind racing. With each mile, her worry deepened. There was no sign of Tara or her bike. The afternoon search uncovered two chilling fragments of Tara's belongings, a small piece of her Sony Walkman and a cassette tape she often carried with her. Both were found discarded along the roadside. To Patty, it didn't seem accidental. She believed Tara had dropped them intentionally, leaving a trail in hopes someone would come looking for her. Witnesses later reported seeing Tara on her bike that morning, but the accounts brought little comfort. Some described a light-colored 1950s pickup truck with a camper shell following her closely. The suspicious vehicle, however, vanished without a trace, leaving investigators with few leads. Tara Calico had disappeared, leaving behind questions, fear, and a community desperate for answers. Her case remains one of the most unsettling mysteries, with the fragments of her Walkman and the memory of a pink Huffy bike as haunting reminders of her story. Hope born of mystery. Months passed with no sign of Tara, leaving her loved ones grasping for answers, until June 1989, when the ordinary turned chilling. A Polaroid photograph surfaced in the parking lot of a convenience store in Port St. Joe, Florida, 1,500 miles from Tara's last known location in Belen, New Mexico. The picture was deeply unsettling. A young woman, bound and gagged with duct tape, sat beside a terrified boy in the back of what appeared to be a van. The scene was made all the more haunting by the small details. Beside the woman lay a paperback copy of My Sweet Audrina, a title by V.C. Andrews, eerily noted to have been one of Tara's favorite books, sparking immediate speculation. The discovery of the photograph sent shockwaves across the nation. Could this young woman be Tara? The mystery captivated the public, with media outlets covering the story extensively. For Tara's mother, Patty, the image brought a complex mix of grief and fragile hope. After closely analyzing the photograph, Patty believed it was her daughter, citing physical similarities like a scar on the woman's leg that matched one Tara had from a childhood injury. Even Scotland Yard's initial analysis supported the possibility, lending credibility to what many hoped was a breakthrough in the case. However, for every hopeful identification, there was lingering doubt. The FBI and Los Alamos National Laboratory conducted separate analyses of the photo, but could not conclusively determine that the woman was Tara. The boy in the Polaroid, tragically, was later identified as unrelated to Tara's case, through other heartbreaking circumstances. The photograph became a cruel and enigmatic clue, dividing public opinion and leaving investigators grasping for leads. Friends and family clung desperately to the possibility that Tara was still alive, forced to navigate a torturous limbo of hope and heartbreak. Meanwhile, theories swirled about the origins of the Polaroid. Was it an authentic depiction of a crime or a deeply disturbing hoax? Authorities investigated potential connections to known criminals and missing persons, but were unable to definitively link the photo to Tara or any specific case. As the years slipped by with no further answers, reality and hope waged a quiet but relentless battle. The photograph, much like Tara's disappearance itself, became a symbol of unresolved grief, a haunting reminder of how even the smallest piece of evidence can stir both despair and the faintest glimmer of hope. A community forever changed. Tara's disappearance resonated far beyond her immediate circle, sending shockwaves through the community. Those in Valencia County felt the ripple effects deeply, as her absence became a haunting reminder of how tragedy can strike close to home. Tara was more than just a missing person. She was a classmate, a co-worker, a sister, and a friend. Her warm personality and vibrant spirit left an impression on everyone she met, which made the loss even more profound. Her story united the community in its initial search efforts, galvanizing neighbors and friends to join forces in the hope of bringing her home. At the same time, it gnawed at the town's sense of safety, leaving an unsettling sense of vulnerability in its wake. Local journalist Edmund Pierce captured the emotional toll of her disappearance, describing how Tara's case struck at the heart of their small-town identity. "She was one of our own," he said. "When something like this happens, it leaves a scar that never fully heals." His words reflected the collective grief and fear that lingered as the days turned into months and months into years. At the forefront of the community's resilience was Patty Dole, Tara's devoted mother, who became the very symbol of determination against insurmountable odds. Patty devoted her life to fighting for answers, refusing to let her daughter's story fade into obscurity. She worked tirelessly with law enforcement, organized awareness campaigns, and kept Tara's memory alive in the public eye. Even years later, families in Valencia County continued to honor Tara in small but heartfelt ways. During Christmas, they would bring presents to her meticulously preserved bedroom, a bittersweet gesture that spoke volumes about her enduring presence in their hearts. These offerings were not just tributes, they were acts of love and remembrance, acknowledging the painful void left by her absence while keeping hope alive. Tara's disappearance was more than a mystery. It was a story of loss, love, and a community determined never to forget. The pursuit of justice. While the mystery of Tara's disappearance remains unsolved, her case has never been forgotten. Over the years, new theories, suspects, and glimmers of hope have emerged. From eerie Polaroids that surfaced under unsettling circumstances to whispered rumors about local suspects, the investigation has spanned decades. It has included dedicated task forces, significant forensic advancements, and tireless sleuthing from Tara's friends, family, and even concerned strangers who refused to let her story fade away. One key figure in this relentless pursuit is Melinda Escobel, a former classmate of Tara's who transformed into a passionate investigator. Her podcast, Vanished, brought renewed attention to the case, reigniting public interest and urging listeners to revisit its haunting details. By sharing Tara's story with a wider audience, Melinda has encouraged people to scour the past for overlooked clues, examine old evidence with fresh eyes, and provide new leads to authorities. Her relentless dedication shows how personal connections can fuel a powerful push for justice. Recent years have seen some unexpected breakthroughs, with new developments surfacing as recently as 2023. Law enforcement appears to be closer than ever to identifying those responsible for Tara's tragic fate. Valencia County Sheriff Denise Vigil recently revealed promising updates, stating, "We have sufficient evidence to submit this investigation for review." While the details of this progress remain sealed, this cautious yet hopeful statement suggests forward momentum. It reflects the enduring efforts of law enforcement, Tara's family, and her community to uncover the truth. Though justice still feels agonizingly out of reach, the progress made offers a glimmer of hope. After decades of uncertainty, the collective determination to find Tara and hold her abductors accountable remains as strong as ever. For those who knew and loved her, and for the many who have been drawn to her story over the years, the pursuit of answers is far from over. The suspects of the case. Over the years, several individuals have been regarded as potential suspects in Tara's disappearance, each presenting a possible connection to the crime. Early in the investigation, reports surfaced regarding two men who were seen following Tara during her routine bike ride on that fateful day. Witness accounts described their suspicious behavior, and though leads were pursued, identifying these individuals proved elusive. Additionally, speculation has surrounded local residents with prior criminal histories. Some of these individuals were known to have been in the vicinity at the time and were questioned extensively, though no concrete evidence linked them directly to Tara's disappearance. Yet, their potential involvement remains a topic of discussion, keeping them in the scope of investigation. The mysterious photograph discovered years later in a parking lot in Florida also raised questions about a possible link to Tara's case. The image showing a young woman and a boy restrained bore unsettling similarities to Tara's appearance and added new layers to law enforcement's suspicions. Forensic analysis and public tips helped generate profiles, but no definitive connection was proven. While the lack of definitive evidence has obscured the path to justice, each suspect represents a thread in the intricate web of possibilities. Investigators continue to sift through clues, backed by advancements in forensic technology and a tireless commitment to uncovering the truth. Enduring hope in Tara's legacy. Tara Calico's story is one of heartache, resilience, and tireless determination, a story that continues to inspire and haunt us 35 years after her disappearance. On September 20, 1988, Tara went on her usual bike ride along a familiar route in Valencia County, New Mexico, and never returned. Her sudden and mysterious vanishing left a hole in the hearts of her family, friends, and community. To this day, the world has speculated about her fate, conjuring theories and chasing leads. Yet we remain no closer to definitive answers than the day she disappeared. But within the pain lies a powerful drive, an unrelenting commitment to remember, honor, and fight for justice in her name. Patty Dole, Tara's mother, carried the torch of that fight for decades, fueled by an unwavering belief that her daughter was alive. Despite the heartbreak she faced, Patty's determination turned into tireless advocacy that inspired others. She encouraged renewed approaches to missing persons cases, pushing for awareness, justice, and the preservation of hope. Her strength became a symbol of love and persistence, reminding people that the fight for a missing loved one is never over, no matter how much time passes. Her efforts ignited a sense of unity in the community, as shared grief brought people together, weaving a network of support and kindness. Even in the darkest circumstances, this collective hope proved that compassion can eclipse despair. Tara Calico has become a symbol for the countless missing individuals whose families continue to search for answers. Her story is not just about loss, but about love. It's a reminder that behind every cold case is a human life, with dreams, relationships, and a story that deserves to be reclaimed. Every missing person is someone's loved one, a memory that demands to be cherished, and a life that deserves to be honored. Tara's legacy underscores the importance of refusing to give up, even when the path forward feels impossible. If Tara Calico's voice could somehow be heard today, echoing across the silent highways and quiet neighborhoods of Valencia County, it might say something simple yet profound. Don't stop looking. Don't give up. If Tara's story has touched you, we encourage you to subscribe and rate our show. Your support not only helps amplify voices like Tara's, but also sustains these essential conversations about missing persons cases. Every rating, review, and subscription brings more awareness to Tara's case and others like hers, keeping the light shining on those who are still searching for answers. If you have any information related to Tara Calico's disappearance, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem, please don't hesitate to come forward. Your voice could be the one that brings the truth to light, unlocking answers and providing much-needed closure to Tara's loved ones. You might hold the missing piece of the puzzle. Contact the Valencia County Sheriff's Office or the FBI with any details, and together, we can continue the fight for the justice that Tara and her family so deeply deserve. Let's ensure that her memory lives on and that her story inspires hope and action for all the missing who are still waiting to be found. We also humbly ask you to like, subscribe, and rate our show. Your support makes it possible for us to continue telling the stories of unsolved cases, giving a voice to those who can no longer speak, and hope to the families still waiting for answers. Together, we can shed light on these mysteries and keep the pursuit of justice alive.